BCY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the internet at bcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
And a good day from the VCY America Radio Network. We thank you for joining us. Dalton Windsor in again today for Jim Schneider, who continues recovering from COVID pneumonia. He is home now from the hospital and resting. And we certainly thank everyone for praying for Jim and for his wife, Faith, as they continue healing and, God willing, returning back to their ministries very, very soon. Well, we'll start with a question here today. Now, brace yourself. This is a pretty heavy question, yet there is good news to follow. Are you ready to die? No, seriously, are you ready to die? No, we are not threatening anyone or nor selling life insurance or anything like that. Only asking a very important question. You see, while we could give a litany of statistics of the daily worldwide death rate, the bigger stat is that one of everyone dies. One out of every one eventually dies. Sometimes it's the very old, sometimes it's the very young. Yes, it may be from the virus, or it may be cancer, or car wreck, heart attack, or stroke. But this one stat, that one of every one dies, it does not lie. Scripture puts it this way, it is appointed once for a man to die, and then the judgment. And herein, friend, is why we bring up this question today. Death is appointed. It's sure. But then there is the judgment when, again, one of every one of us will stand before the Creator God, the God who created us, for the judgment. Now, we are not trying to scare you, friend. No, no. Only endeavoring to help you look at the inevitable and understand why things are the way they are. And share with you what has also been shared with us. You see, we're on this side talking with you, giving you these facts and these statistics, but these facts, they also apply to us as well. We know that. Today on Crosstalk, we are sharing how you and I can live this life now free from the fear of death. See, we told you there was some good news to follow. Joining us for the first time this year is Mike Gendron. For over 30 years, Mike was a devout Roman Catholic, was taught to rely upon the authority of the church. He followed the priests, the sacraments, was depending upon his own good works for his salvation, his life after death. However, in the early 80s, after attending an apologetic seminar, a seminar called Evidence for the Christian Faith, the Bible became Mike's sole authority in all matters of faith. As he searched and learned the scriptures, he was amazed to see how often the Bible was contradicting that which he had been being told and taught for three decades. And upon learning the truth, seeing and admitting, understanding his own sinful status, calling on the Lord Jesus, Mike was born again. Like Jesus talks about in John chapter 3, Mike placed his trust in Jesus Christ as his Savior and his Lord. Scripture became his sole authority in all matters of faith. Mike was a new man, a new creature. He would later found a ministry called Proclaiming the Gospel that points people to Jesus Christ as the all-sufficient Savior. Mike, it is always a joy having you on Crosstalk, and I understand some snow has fallen where you are today.
Yes, it has, and this whole city is locked down because we're not accustomed to this, but it's good to be back on DCY Crosstalk, and we've been praying for Jim and Faith, and we'll continue to do so. I really liked your opening comments, Dalton, because that's a question I often ask people that I meet. Not so much are you ready to die, but are you ready to meet your Creator? And then I will go on to say that He will either be a sin-avenging judge or a merciful Savior.
Yes.
And what you do on this earth determines what He will be when you meet Him. And so it's important that we take a look at death, because for a believer, it's merely a passageway into heaven. But for an unbeliever, the Bible has much to say about the destiny of those who die without Christ. So I'm really thankful for the program today, and hopefully your listeners who are Christians will take this message seriously and recognize that that's our purpose on this earth, is to tell others about the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Mike, you've recently written about this very subject, thus why we're talking with you today. In your February newsletter, an article titled Freedom from the Fear of Death. And I don't know when our world has been in a time of really such fear and anxiety, and even rightfully so. Is it possible to live without fear, or at least without this fear of dying? What are you trying to get across as you started this article?
Well, it's true that most people, most unbelievers, most people that do not know the Lord Jesus Christ have a paralyzing fear of dying physically. And that's actually given in the Word of God, too. In Hebrews chapter 2, verse 15, it's the fear of physical death that enslaves those who do not know the Lord Jesus Christ. And this fear of death refers to a deeper spiritual instinct beyond simple emotion or feeling afraid. In fact, the fear of death refers to a person's instinctive awareness that they are in jeopardy before a holy and just God who will judge them for their sin. And most unbelievers do not know what happens after death, which is what really accentuates their fear. But for a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, we know what happens after death, both for unbelievers and for believers. And so with that kind of knowledge of the truth, we need to be sharing it with others.
You know, you are exactly right about that. You know, helping proclaim that there is good news, that there is more to just this three score years and 10 that we might get here on earth, this 70 years, because once we would get to something of 70, we would start saying, is that it? Surely there's more, and there certainly is, and that is the message that your ministry, proclaiming the gospel, and this ministry, VCY America, we stand to get out this hope that we have in Jesus Christ, and that despite all of the fear and the what is seemingly unknown, that we can put our trust into what thus saith the Lord, and what has been said. But we talk about the physical side and life and living. And then we hear a scripture like we shared about it being appointed once for a man to die, and then the judgment. I'm reading in your article here where it says, sorrow is magnified when people look at the thought of dying not only physically but also spiritually.
Well, sure. Right now the world is focused on a deadly pestilence that has caused physical death to millions of people. And in my article, I make the point that there is another death that is much more terrifying because it has both spiritual and eternal consequences. And God's Word tells us that sin entered the world through Adam and death through sin, so death spread to all men because all sinned. And we know from Scripture that the punishment for sin is death. And the Bible describes death in three ways. It's a physical death. It's, in fact, death is separation. So at our physical death, we're separated our body from our soul. But there's also a spiritual death where we are separated from God. And then there's another death the Bible speaks of, and that's eternal death. And that's when you die without Christ, you are eternally separated from God. And so that's the punishment for sin. And yes, we do mourn with those who lose their life physically, but the grieving for those who have lost loved ones from both physical death as well as spiritual and eternal death, the magnitude of the sorrow is beyond what we can really comprehend. And I don't know if you have lost loved ones that died without Christ, but I have, and I can't dwell on that for a moment to know the suffering and the pain that they're going through right now.
Talking with Mike Gendron from Proclaiming the Gospel Ministry. Mike, you speak with great confidence as if you really believe what you are saying. Where does this confidence you have, where does that come from?
Well, it comes from the supreme authority for knowing truth, and that is the infallible, inspired Word of God. When you look at truth, the Bible speaks of it in three ways. We see that Jesus Christ is the personification of truth. He said, "I am the truth," and he's the truth for anyone who's deceived. If you want to know truth, then you look to the Lord Jesus Christ. He also described his word as truth. And then Jesus said, "I came to testify to the truth." And so we do have an infallible source for truth, and that is Christ and his word. And you know, Dalton, we're living in a post-truth world right now. People don't know where to look for truth. In my article, I contrasted fallible truth with infallible sources for truth.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it's truly amazing that people are willing to trust fallible sources to save them from the China virus, but they're unwilling to trust an infallible source to save them from eternal death. And the fallible sources that I spoke of in the article would include things such as a tyrannical government, healthcare providers that cannot agree on what truth is, the liberal media that leads people astray, then you've got big pharma, and then science. They've all proven to be dishonest, untrustworthy, inconsistent, unreliable, and even contradictory. So together they're coercing naive people to take shots that are experimental. They've also proven to be ineffective, dangerous, and sometimes even deadly. And so when you have all of this information and misinformation, it's really amazing that people continue to look at fallible sources for truth when they have an infallible source, which is the Word of God, the Bible. It is 100% trustworthy because it is the inspired Word of God. And it gives infallible instructions for saving people from spiritual death, yet most people reject it, dismiss it, or even ignore it. And so we need, as Christians, to point people to this supreme authority for knowing truth, and hopefully they will look there for really the healing from their sin, the forgiveness of sin, and ultimately eternal life with the Savior.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, author and seminar speaker with the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, we see right-to-life efforts all over the news these days. What does the Bible say about this?
Chris, the Bible is clear. Humankind is created in the image of God with great value and worth in His sight and is to be respected and protected. At conception, the embryo takes on human status, although not yet completely grown. The Bible discusses how the growing embryo as an individual has feelings and on some occasions even expresses itself. When a pregnant woman was injured in Bible times, such that the baby lost its life, there were consequences to be faced. The Bible doesn't give us all the details, but there's enough there to be certain that the unborn child is a viable human person and must be protected. Chris, the Back to Genesis way of thinking helps us understand modern issues.
To learn more about creation, get our free DVD called That's a Fact. Call us at 800-628-7640 and mention the promo code FACT.
This is Crosstalk on the BCY America Radio Network. We're talking about living free from the fear of death. Is that possible? And our brother in Christ, special guest today, Mike Gendron, joining us. Mike Gendron, the ministry proclaiming the gospel. Just before we so quickly had to go to break there, Mike, you were talking about really the infallible truths that we know are the spoken, the written word of God. Those are greatly being ignored in our culture today, in our world, and has really been the problem since the beginning, because we know that Satan himself, that old serpent, the devil, was getting Eve to and Adam and Eve to doubt the word from the very beginning.
Well, that's true, and you would think that people in this post-truth world that we live in would be tired of being misled and deceived by fallible sources, and they would welcome an infallible source that they could trust. And the only one is the inspired Word of God. You know, when you ask people, what is your most trustworthy source for truth, you'll get a variety of answers. Some people will say, well, I trust my popes and my bishops or even my church councils. And others will say, well, I trust my religious traditions. Some will even point to church history or the early church fathers. And then some will even talk about human reasoning. I just look inside myself for the truth, and some will even point to their personal experience. And then oftentimes some will even Google information, and Google's right most of the time, but of all of these sources, there's only one that will never mislead you, never deceive you, and that is the infallible, inspired Word of God, the Bible.
Mike, you know, they've thrown so many lies against the truth. You know, well, isn't the Bible just filled with contradictions? And we've all heard of these things. And when we hear the word sin, that's such an outdated word today. Surely we're smarter than all of those archaic words. Why would we even bring up something so old-fashioned? Yet we don't stop and look at one thing that isn't apparently too old-fashioned, because we're still dying, and the Scriptures say that sin is the cause of that.
Well, that's right, and the Word of God is eternal. It's forever settled in heaven, so there are people that want to dismiss sin or call it some other name, but it is defined in the Word of God, and it can never change. When you look at the internal testimony of the Bible, in other words, when you look at what the Bible says about itself, it's really amazing, because it stands on its own. It's holy, it's pure, it's perfect, it's true, it's yes, without error, it's infallible, it is alive, it's forever settled in heaven, and it's actually the seed that brings forth life. And Dalton, we can use the truth of God's word in many different ways. The only protection we have against error is truth.
Yes.
And so we can use the word of God as an offensive and defensive weapon. We can slay the lies of the devil. And as you pointed out, he's been lying from the beginning. He's the father of lies.
Yes.
And he has led many people down the wide road to destruction. And so we need to make sure we understand that the only way we can know truth is to look into the inspired Word of God. And Dalton, I need to share too that the nature of deception is that people do not know they are deceived until they are confronted with the truth. And the only way that you can know the truth is for a truth bearer, those who are born again Christians. It's our duty to lovingly confront people in their deception. That's the only way they'll ever know they're deceived. And as you gave the testimony of how the Lord saved me, I didn't know I was deceived. I thought I belonged to the one true church. It wasn't until I opened the Word of God that I was confronted in my deception. The truth showed that I had been deceived by the Roman Catholic religion. So it came down to, should I trust God's Word or should I trust my religion? I couldn't believe both. And that's what we need to do with unbelievers. We need to confront them with the truth of God's word, and then they too will know they are deceived, and they'll know how to escape from eternal and spiritual death.
We're looking at the article Freedom from the Fear of Death. And what it really boils down to, Mike, is either it's God's word or it's man's word, whatever label we want to choose to put on it. You had came out of the Roman Catholic Church. Others may be deceived by Islam or whatever label may be the subject of the day. But it really boils down to man's word or God's word, right?
Well, it really does. And we know that God's word is inspired and man's word is uninspired. God's word is authoritative and it has divine power. Our words have no power at all, and we must submit to the authority of God's word. And that's what we want to encourage all the listeners to do today, is not only for them to submit to the truth of God's word, but to encourage their unbelieving friends. That's their only hope, is to submit to Christ and his word. Only then can they know the true gospel. Only then can they discern truth from error. And there are many false gospels. The Roman Catholic religion is not the only one that has a false and fatal gospel. There are many being deceived by a compromised gospel. So we need to make sure we get the gospel accurate. It's man's only hope for being saved from the penalty, the power, and ultimately the presence of sin.
Mike, when you use the word gospel, what does that mean?
Well, the gospel is the good news. It means that as a holy and righteous God who created us perfect, but we fell into sin, and all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and God didn't leave us in that situation, but he sent us a Savior, and that was his eternal Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who put on human flesh, and then he lived a perfect and sinless life. He went to Calvary's cross to die as a substitute for everyone who would put their trust in him as the all-sufficient Savior. He was immersed in the wrath of God so that sinners could avoid the just punishment that we deserve, and he gave us his perfect righteousness so that we can stand perfectly righteous before a holy God in heaven. And the only response that can save a sinner is to repent and believe this gospel, that Jesus Christ is their only hope of salvation. There is no other name given among men by which we are to be saved. And so that's the message that is good news. The bad news is that all have sinned, and God is holy and righteous, and he must punish every sin that's ever been committed by every man and woman that has ever lived. And he chooses to satisfy divine justice in one of two places, either at Calvary's cross or at the great white throne judgment. So anybody that's listening to this broadcast, if they're not sure of their eternal destiny, they must put their faith in Christ and his death at Calvary. If not, they will meet him at the great white throne judgment, and then divine justice will be satisfied. And that's what the article was all about. Yes, we mourn over those who die physically, but the grief is so much greater when they die spiritually and eternally as well. And that's the role of a Christian. We are left here on this earth to spread the good news of Jesus Christ, because the Lord Jesus said, "Wide is the road that leads to eternal destruction, narrow is the road that leads to life," and the only way people will find it is if those who are on the narrow road will point them to it, and that's through the gospel of Jesus Christ.
And, you know, that is the testimony that you have. Someone clearly pointed you to the truth of Scripture, and clearly the Holy Spirit, opened your spirit eyes, if you will, your heart to the truth of God's Word. You've never been the same, Mike.
That's right. The gospel turned my life upside down. Dalton, one of the first things that I realized, that the only two things in this life that are eternal are the souls of men and the Word of God. And I wanted to invest the rest of my life in the two things that would last throughout all eternity. And that's why we began this ministry 31 years ago, is to reach out to encourage others to be faithful ambassadors for the Lord Jesus Christ, to take his message throughout the world. And we have a lot of resources that will help people do that, and especially those in the Roman Catholic religion. We have a great compassion for the 1.3 billion precious Roman Catholic souls that have been deceived with a false and fatal gospel, and the only hope they have is that someone who knows the truth will lovingly confront them and share the true gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ with them.
And Mike, it is not your goal today, it's not anyone's goal to be trying to scare anyone or make them afraid, but instead to help them find Jesus Christ, the God of the Bible.
The most important decision we make on this earth is, where will I spend eternity? And we can be wrong about a lot of things in this life and still survive, but if we're wrong about what we are trusting for eternity, we will pay for that mistake forever and ever. The Lord Jesus and his word says, today is the day of salvation. God does not promise anyone tomorrow. So we really do need to have a sense of urgency and make sure that we are prepared to meet our Creator.
In your article, you say there is no human cure for sin. So what you're telling us here today is that Jesus is the only way. He is the way. There is no other way. There's no human cure for sin that has, of course, fallen on us all.
Well, you're right. In fact, we talk about the virus in this article that I wrote. And there's another more deadly disease, and that's the disease of sin that we talked about earlier. Everybody that's ever been born was conceived in sin. And unless they take the cure, they will die in that state. And there is no human cure for sin, but praise God, there is a divine cure, mm-hmm. and it's available free for the asking because of a love story written in blood on a wooden cross 2,000 years ago. So, Dalton, you and I and all of the Christians that are listening, we need to be spiritual doctors. We need to give people their true diagnosis that they were conceived in sin, they were born sinners, and they will die in the eternal lake of fire unless they take the cure, and the only cure is the blood of Jesus Christ. So that's the message of the gospel, and we need to make sure we're telling people the truth.
And just before the break here, which we're nearly up against, we talk about Jesus and heaven, but then we also talk about this lake of fire. And are you telling me, Mike, that there is a real place called hell as well?
Well, there is. In fact, the Lord Jesus talked more about hell than he did about heaven, because that was his mission. He came to seek and to save that which was lost. The Bible describes hell as a place where those who die are conscious. They experience pain and thirst from a burning fire. The horror and hopelessness is terrifying because the eternal state of punishment for their sin is irreversible. There is no second chance, and there is no escape. So we need to rescue those who are on the wide road to destruction.
And again, these are not Mike's words, but these are the words and the teachings of the scriptures that Mike is clearly standing on and has been standing on for the many, many years he has been proclaiming the gospel. Of course, the ministry that Mike has been a part of and continues to this very day. We're up against that break that we spoke of. We're going to come back and hear more from Mike, and we'll also be taking some of your phone calls, as we would like to hear from you when Crosstalk continues.
Some 2,600 years ago, the prophet Ezekiel foretold a coming time of a coalition of nations that would harbor a hostile intent toward Israel. No matter which political party is in control, and no matter how the calendar turns, this is an issue that does not seem to go away. In the book, Middle East Meltdown, Dr. Andy Woods addresses the coming Islamic invasion of Israel. He examines the prophecies in Ezekiel 38 and 39, pointing out what nations will be involved, what is the prophetical timing of these events, why it occurs, and how the Bible points out it will come about. It's a fascinating look as to how the stage is being set for the Lord's return. In addition, he brings forth 7 points of application for us today. The Middle East Meltdown is available for a donation of $14 or more by calling VCY America at 1-800-729-9829. Call toll-free 1-800-729-9829.
Well, the subject today is freedom from the fear of death. Our guest on Crosstalk is Mike Gendron. Mike Gendron with the ministry Proclaiming the Gospel, the word gospel meaning good news. And Mike, we talk about good news, and you've been sharing some of your testimony here today and how the Word of God has, of course, changed your life. And you're not just preaching it, but you're also here today to help get some resources to those who are listening today who really have never maybe thought about some of the things that we're discussing here. And you've made some things available for Crosstalk listeners today that we'd like to get into their hands.
Well, sure. Since the topic of the program is really dealing with fallible and infallible sources for truth, I did a message entitled The Supreme Authority for Truth. And that message is on a DVD that we're making available at a discounted price for all the VCY listeners. And the second message on that is True Faith or False Hope, How Can I Be Sure That I'm Going to Heaven? Along with the DVD, we're also going to be sending out a publication entitled Have You Ever Been Deceived? And so the only way to know that is to know what the Supreme Authority for Truth is. So these are available at our website, proclaimingthegospel.org, and you can go down to the store and click on video messages, and there you will see the DVD, The Supreme Authority for Truth, available at a discounted price for all those that are listening to the program today. You can also call us after the show, and our phone number is 817-379-5300,
if my notes are correct.
That's correct. 817-379-5300 after the program is over.
Yeah, and talk with Mike about these resources. Again, get them at a discounted rate just for listening to Crosstalk today. And while we're giving out numbers, maybe someone listening right now to the program today would like to ask Mike a question. We're going to open up our phone lines and hear from listeners across the country, around the world even, that tune in for Crosstalk. That number to call is 1-800-733-9829. 1-800-733-9829. We will also, before the end of today's program here in the next half hour, 25 minutes or so, we will also give Mike's phone number again to Proclaiming the Gospel that you could get a hold of the resources that Mike has spoken about. Mike, your article, Freedom from the Fear of Death, it does go into something that we've already kind of went toward, and it's that man's true diagnosis, it must be made, and therefore you preach.
Yeah, we have to. So many times I think we're living in this post-Christian era where the only attribute of God you hear about is that God is love. But he's also a God of justice, righteousness, and he is a holy God, and he must punish sin. Yes, he's a God of love, mercy, and grace. That's why he sent us a Savior. But we need to lead off with the holiness of God and that man is a sinner, and he needs a Savior, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. And when you put your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and him alone, the Bible says you are born again. Those who have been born again will only die once, because they experience the physical birth and the spiritual birth, they'll only experience the
death of
the death
of the body. Yes.
Yes, but those who have only been born once—that is, if they've only been born physically—then they will die twice, both spiritually and physically. And so, it's important that we are born again. And as Christians, the Bible says, he who turns a sinner from the error of his way will save his soul from death. That's James 5:20. That's the reason the Lord Jesus left us here, to show people the narrow way that leads to life.
We're going to go to the phones and get a call in or two. We're going to come back to that subject because it is something that you wrote about and you just shared about being the born once, die twice. That could be very confusing to someone who just tuned in. We'll revisit that in just a little bit. But Chris is in West Dallas. Thank you for calling, Chris. You're on with Mike Gendron.
Hey, Mike, thanks for all your hard work, your commitment, and your faithfulness. Praise God.
Thank you, Chris.
You know, I'm involved in prison ministry in the city of Milwaukee, and before I enter into the prison, I always take time to pray. And I think it's so important for us to pray and ask God, the Holy Spirit, to open the hearts of those who you're going to be ministering to. Because until God opens the heart, you know, the fruit can't come forth. That's so important, I believe. And it's an amazing testimony to see, you know, when you present the gospel, the good news, and share with people that are questioning or wondering or aren't sure, you can see how the Spirit of God is moving and working in the hearts of these people. And, you know, it's amazing because God's work shall not return void, but fulfill the purpose in which he was sent out to do. And I just wanted to share that and thank you for all your hard work again. And like I said, you know, the difference between the born-again Christian is we have the blessed hope, the blessed assurance, but those who have been bound up by false religion are under rules, regulations, and rituals. And the opportunity is there for us. Jesus said, go ye for and make disciples. I hope and pray that many people go. That's my comment.
Amen, thank you. Chris, and you're so right. We do need to pray for open hearts, that God would give them eyes to see the truth. And just as there are two ingredients necessary for physical life, you need the sperm and the egg for physical birth. You need both the Word of God and the Spirit of God for spiritual life. And that's why we pray. We pray that the Spirit of God would bring illumination and conviction as the Word of God goes forth.
Chris, thank you for the call. Frederick is also in Wisconsin. Thank you for calling Crosstalk.
Yes, Mike. The infantile baptism, did that originate in AD 400 to 425? Did that come out of the Roman Catholic Church?
Yes, you're right. Historically, that's when it happened in the 5th century, and the Roman Catholic Church deceives people by saying water baptism is the spirit of regeneration such that the infant is born again. It's also said to be the sacrament of justification where an infant is made right with God. So both of those are wrong according to the Bible, and so it's unfortunate many Catholics think they're on the road to heaven because they were baptized as infant, and they need to repent of that and put their trust in Christ as their all-sufficient Savior.
Frederick, thank you for the phone call. And Mike, we could probably go a step further with that. I mean, does the water have any saving quality in it, regardless of who it is practicing their procedure, their way of baptism? Is the water really the requirement?
Not at all. I mean, the water symbolizes that you're dying with Christ. You're going under the water, symbolizing you're dying with Christ. Then you come out of the water, symbolizing you've been raised from the dead with Christ.
All right, let's go to Tammy in La Crosse. Thank you for calling Crosstalk today.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. Thank you to Mike and you for hosting the show. I just had a question regarding, you know, I was saved 20-some years ago, came out of a huge family of Catholicism and my husband's family as well. And I'm not at all trying to play devil's advocate at all, because Lord only knows I long for our Catholic, you know, family who are so sincere, some of them in their beliefs. And but I just had, you know, I wanted to ask Mike about, because we don't know someone's heart, we don't know their minds, and even though they think they're good and they think all the things they do and all the sacraments, like you say, the baptism, but, you know, I had my stepmom tell me once that my own father, who will never leave the Catholic faith, gets down on his knees every day and prays. And I didn't know that. And I know there are some very sincere believers in Jesus Christ on my husband's side of the family. And we are not God. We cannot judge the intent of the heart. And I know that, you know, I know what it is to be born again. The blinders have come off my eyes.
Praise
I know
God.
What that's like, but I guess what I'm trying to say is that I think there are Catholics, I would have to say by the grace of God, there are Catholics who truly, they don't see how the sacraments are not going to get them to heaven. They don't understand what we understand. But
Mike, you want to go ahead and answer that, Mike?
Yeah, the only way anyone can be saved is to repent of the false way and believe the true way. That was the first command of our Lord Jesus Christ, repent and believe the gospel. And the only way God saves sinners is by his unmerited grace. And Paul said, if it's grace plus works, and it's no longer grace. And so we need to instruct Catholics that they need to repent of all the things they're doing and put all of their trust in what Christ has done. That is the only way to be saved. The Catholic Church has a false Christ. He continues the work of redemption at the beck and call of a priest on an altar, denying the words of our bloodstained Savior. It is finished. And so we need to point them to the true Christ, who is gloriously revealed in Scripture. And I will join you in prayer for your family, Tammy.
Thank you. Thank you for standing for the truth. Thanks.
Amen.
All right. You know, and again, we talk about these labels, whatever the denomination may be. I think of Nicodemus, and he was a very learned man, a very religious man. He had a lot of experience, right, Mike? He had good works, yet Jesus himself said that he needed to be born again.
That's right. And you look at the Apostle Paul, if anyone had reason to boast in his religion, it was him. But
yeah.
When you look at his resume in Philippians 3, verses 3 to 9, as wonderful as that resume was, he considered it all dung. He exchanged it for a relationship with Christ. And that's what every Catholic needs to do. They need to exchange their religion and all of their religious rituals and works for a relationship with the all-sufficient Savior.
And we can say that that's what we all need to do. Amen?
Amen.
As Jesus told to Nicodemus, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And, Mike, that goes back to your article where you were explaining for those being born once, born in the flesh, you die twice. But when you're born twice, you only die once, right?
Amen. The only death we'll die as born-again Christians is the physical death. And we may be living in that blessed generation where we may not even see the physical death when the Lord comes for his church.
Well, and that is the blessed hope, the return of Jesus Christ. And we praise him for that, knowing this great hope that day will come. We don't know when, but even Jesus himself did not know. Let's quickly grab a call before this next break. Jason is in North Carolina. I think we have you, Jason. Hello, you're on Crosstalk.
I can hear you now.
Yes.
Oh, thank y'all for taking my call. Just wanted to give God the glory. I spent the first 28 years of my life with near-death experience after near-death experience, never able to open my eyes up to the glory. And in a freak accident of a bullet to the face, taking three of my five senses.
Jason, stand by. We're up against this break. We'll return with you and Mike on Crosstalk.
For the Worldview Report, I'm Brennan House. Our website's worldviewreport.com. Go to Luke chapter 21, and what do we see in verse 8? Jesus is asked by his disciples, what are some of the signs of your second coming? And he says in verse 8, when men say, I am. Now, your Bible probably says, when men say, I am he or I am Christ. And the word he or Christ is in italics, right? You know why? Because that wasn't in the original manuscript. What Jesus said was, you'll know that one of the signs of my second coming is when men say, I am. Do you know what's being taught now? The power of I am. Whether it's Joel Osteen, Oprah Winfrey, or Glenn Beck, they are just three of many that teach what's known as the power of I am, using the power of words or the title of God to create. It's shamanism. It's the mixing of New Age occultism with Christianity. Jesus said, when you see the mixing of New Age with Christianity and the blaspheming of my name like this, it's one of the signs of my soon second coming. Look up.
We are back on Crosstalk, and we're talking about having freedom from the fear of death. Friends, we're sharing good news here today that that is a reality. And Jason in North Carolina, just before the break, you were sharing at one time you had no fear at all, but something got a hold of your heart.
Yes, sir. The good grace of God and Jesus Christ came to save me. Going blind was the best thing that ever happened to me. It's been a blessing ever since.
You had shared that you had
truly
shared
opened my eyes.
There was an accident in your life, right? And it took your sight, your physical sight.
A bullet to the face is what took my sight. Not a single day of depression or down that I have since then. It has been a beautiful life since, given all the glory to God. And being able to see all the beautiful things he does in my life.
Hey, Jason, I praise God for you. He took away your physical sight and gave you spiritual sight to know the truth. Boy, he is an amazing Savior, isn't he?
Amen.
Amen. All right. Thank you, Jason, for holding on through the break there and for calling today. Mark is in Appleton, Wisconsin. Mark, thank you for calling Crosstalk today.
Oh, yeah. Hi. Thank you. My name is Mark, and I'm a Roman Catholic, proud one. And this man that you have on, he has said so many truths about my beloved Catholic faith.
Okay, what are you talking about? Like, I hope you'll give us an example here.
Okay, like he put down the bishops, the priests, and we Catholics, as much as you disagree, we are the Church of the Bible. Historically, we are.
Let Mike answer that. Mike, go ahead. You heard his comment there.
Yeah, the Lord Jesus started only one church, and the Roman Catholic Church can trace its history back to Matthew 16:18, when Jesus promised to build his church. But what happened in the 4th century, the Catholic Church started drifting away from the authority of Scripture and following pagan traditions into apostasy. And so the true Church of Jesus Christ is made up of all those who have been born again of the Spirit of God. And they are in different denominations, but they all make up the one body of Christ with Jesus Christ as the only head.
You are saved. He who endureth to the end will be saved. This you magically say, I'm born again, does not save you. We have the angel revelation 5:8. The angel took the prayers of the holy ones to God, and Hebrews 12:1. We are a cloud of witnesses. We are under a cloud of witnesses, and there's so many biblical passages supporting the Catholic faith. And you are trying to pull people out of the church, and that, sir, is a grave sin.
Mark, Mike, your response?
Well, I'm not trying to pull anyone out of any church. I'm trying to show them the only way to heaven, and that is through Jesus Christ as the all-sufficient Savior. And the only way to be saved is to come to the cross of Christ with empty hands of faith, bringing nothing but your sins. That means you need to leave all your sacraments and good works and trying to keep the law behind and put all your trust in Christ. Nothing we can do can save ourselves, but we can put our trust in everything Christ has done. And I just encourage you to exchange your religion for a relationship with Christ, and then you too can enjoy every spiritual blessing in Him.
Mark, thank you for your call. We're running out of time. We want to get to at least one more quick call. Mike, we know that there's going to be difference of opinions and such, but you are simply sharing the scriptures, and I believe that's where your resources that you have offered today during Crosstalk would be something that would be a big help to those who are like this gentleman who have questions, and these resources you have available today for Crosstalk listeners is something they really should reach out for.
Sure. Our DVD that we're offering today at a discounted price is The Supreme Authority for Truth. And this last caller is a good example of one who needs to know that the Bible is the authority over the teachings of men. It's also the authority over religious traditions. We know that if we put our trust in the Word of God, that we will never be misled or deceived. And so the other thing that we're offering is a free publication of our gospel track, Have You Ever Been Deceived? And the only way to know that is if you are confronted with the truth. So you can visit our website at proclaimingthegospel.org and go to the store and then to video messages, and you can see the offer there for The Supreme Authority for Truth. After the program, you can call our number at 817-379-5300, and we'd be glad to take your phone call after the program.
Mark, thanks again for your call. Let's go to Don in Pensacola, Florida. Don, you're on the air.
Yeah, thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate hearing from you again, Mike. I was a former missionary to France, so I am quite adept at what the Roman Catholic Church teaches. Titus 3:5, Paul said to Titus, referring to salvation, it says, not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us, by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. So God, to let you into heaven, he's got to quicken you. Ephesians chapter 2 says he's got to make you alive through the process of, or the instrument of regeneration, so you can live eternally with him.
Sounds like being born again, Mike.
It really does. And we know from Peter's epistle that we were born again through the Word of God, and that's why we need to be sowing the imperishable seed of God's Word wherever we go. And God promises that when it falls on fertile soil, it will bring forth life. We don't know where the fertile soil is, but we know as we sow it and the Spirit of God brings conviction and illumination, we will see people born again of the Spirit.
Mike, your article that we've been sharing from today is called Freedom from the Fear of Death. Someone listening would possibly like to read this. How can they get your newsletter? How can they learn more about your ministry? And most importantly, how can they learn more about Jesus Christ?
Amen. Well, that's what our website is all about. We point people to the all-sufficient Savior. And our website is proclaimingthegospel.org. The newsletter that we've been referring to is on the website. You can also sign up on the website to receive our free monthly newsletters that will bring you up to date as to everything that's going on from the Vatican, and also equip you and encourage you to be faithful witnesses for the Lord Jesus Christ. We have a wealth of information for all those who want to be better equipped with the gospel of Christ so that they can be effective witnesses for him.
Well, always always a joy having you on Crosstalk with us, Mike, and the way the Word of God has changed your life and the zeal you have of seeing the same thing happen in the lives of others.
Well, blessings to you, Dalton. Thanks so much for the privilege.
And that number again, you can give Proclaiming the Gospel a call, 817-379-5300. We thank you for listening today to Crosstalk.
You've been listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the Internet from VCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to VCY Tape Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208. Or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.